It's been a festive day in the Northwest Arctic community of Kivalina as residents celebrate the grand opening of a new store. It's an end to 8 months of struggle with limited supplies after Kivalina's store burned to the ground on December 5th. Janet Mitchell is Kivalina's city administrator. She says the village doesn't have firefighting equipment, so men cut a hole in the ice of the local lagoon and pumped water on the fire, mainly to keep it from spreading to nearby teacher housing. Mitchell says a temporary store was established, but it was a very small space.
They ran out of things very quick, and that posed a difficulty for young babies or young families that need formula.
Mitchell says eggs cost more than $8 a dozen, and pilot bread was $7 because supplies were so limited. Mitchell says a temporary store was in a storage structure built in the early 1900s and mainly sold staples of eggs, flour, and rice. She says Seattle-based Alaska Native Industries Cooperative Association, or ANICA, owns the store. She says the new store is two or three times bigger than the old structure, and today, company officials flew in for the grand opening, serving hamburgers and hot dogs to the community. Kivalina's population of 468 has a high percentage of young people. Janet Mitchell says close to half are 18 or under, and many of the young people don't care for traditional foods. Subsistence resources are also harder to get in a changing climate. Mitchell says the ice went out in early June, and with it went the subsistence mainstay, ugruk, or bearded seal.
It's our winter food. That we didn't have an opportunity to hunt the bearded seal. So it's going to be a very, very lean year in terms of native foods.
Mitchell says her large extended family normally harvests between 15 and 20 large adult males, seals. This year they got one small seal. She says less than 20 have been harvested by the entire community, and they haven't seen many caribou either. She says even older Kivalina residents who normally rely heavily on subsistence hunting will now have to include more Western food in their diet.
The store is going to be very important to have if we don't have the capability of hunting the foods that we normally do. We're going to need the foods from the store.
Mitchell says her community continues to fight development to protect subsistence food, but the store will be increasingly important in the future.